Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner is made possible in part by Kellitrin, which is the safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off. And also by Prevagen, keeping your brain healthy.
Doug and Jay, to peruse the items of the day that people are interested in, that matters, the events, the issues, the people. I guess this would be in, whether I classify this in the good news department or not, certainly a lot of conversation yesterday and for the last couple of days about that 25-year-old teacher who was shot in the chest by the 6-year-old in Newport News, Virginia. Mm. Her actions are now, as they've been analyzed, being praised. She was a hero. Abigail Zwirner, her name at the...
Information coming out where she was shot. The bullet first went through her hand before hitting her chest.
Mm-hmm. She put her hand up, or she just had her hand. That might have slowed it down a little bit and helped her to survive.
Be able to recover from this, yeah. And then she got all of her students out of the classroom safely. She was the last person out of the classroom.
Yep. So the police chief, his name is Drew Scott, says that the bullet went through her hand, hit her chest, but she didn't stop. As you have just, I'm just sort of underscoring the fact that she remained there to make sure that the students in her class would be safe. So the fact that she was able to evacuate that classroom before she took care of herself says a great deal about who she is. In a manner of, she was the last person out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
The police chief said she made sure everybody was out. While the armed child's actions seemed targeted toward her, who really knows, right? Under the circumstance, the question is, who knows, right? There are all kinds of questions here. Who, where, what, why, how? A first grader in a classroom gets a firearm. Apparently, he got it at home.
At home, yeah. And they've confirmed that now.
Mother bought it legally, right? So The faculty member who restrained this kid is also someone that probably needs to have a tip of the hat. Child is receiving treatment at a medical facility and then has to be brought before a judge this week. The police don't seem to know what to charge him with. I'd say attempted murder, thanks.
Yeah, right? And, of course, this word that I feel like we've been hearing a lot over the past couple of years, unprecedented.
Unprecedented. That's an old, it has become a useless, worn-out phrase that has no meaning. It's like the biggest storm of the century, right? Buffalo, last year.
An unprecedented situation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Unreal is maybe a better one. What would be the word? Maybe that's a good question for our social media gang on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. What would you use? What word would you use to describe the situation of the 6-year-old with a gun shooting the teacher in the classroom? Is there a word that comes to mind that we can use that's better than some of the words that have been used by some of the news media? Speaking of the news media, man, they're all over this Biden classified document thing, right? they can run, but they can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for Trump. It goes for Biden. It goes for anybody who's in there that's trying to take advantage of the situation. Although in this circumstance, even though the Republicans think, see, they got him. He's just like Trump. Or they don't want to admit that Trump had classified documents. What really, the question here is, I always like to ask a question around some of these things. What is the rule? What is the law? Mm-hmm. What is permitted?
Exactly. And what isn't? Why is that information never a part of the articles? And one of my big takeaways as I was reading this, and Doug, you and I have discussed, when you're looking at a story or an article, look at multiple sources. Don't just look at one story or article, because a lot of times it is opinion-based as well.
Yep.
Well, one of my big takeaways in reading different news platforms with this is that some are just saying there were classified documents. Some use quotations, say, quote unquote, a small amount of classified documents. And it's just the way that they're even differentiating the whole classified documents itself. Yeah, whether it was a small amount or there were documents or there were a bunch of documents. And it is fascinating that these journalists are allowed to do something like this. Just give the facts. Stop sliding in your agenda with that.
Watch News Nation. That's the only place you can get a fair shot at what the information is and what really is going on. That's in my estimation. MSNBC, Fox, they're all a waste of time. Newsmax. If you want to, it's like listening to your favorite music. Okay, you want to listen to the same old stuff over and over again. I thought it was interesting. Last night I did turn on, just kind of as I was heading to slumberland, the question, somebody had interviewed Trump, obviously. I'm sure that's the first thing all the reporters in Florida did. Let's go to Mar-a-Lago and find out what Trump says about Biden. Wow, look, this is going to be a big story. Let's get him. So Trump's question was, when is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden? That's what he wants to know, so that he doesn't get the spotlight on him only.
And just the fact that this was found in an old office and not the Oval Office.
Right. Yes, right, exactly. Well, the Mar-a-Lago stuff, that's an old office as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that there's much value to any of this stuff. A lot of personal info apparently is, and wasn't found. They gave it up, if I'm correctly understanding what's going on. This is from the Obama-Biden era, not from the current presidency, right? And so
that's
Biden
is... That's my understanding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So is maybe the president allowed to have certain stuff like this, but a vice president is not, or a former president?
Who knows? And does it make a difference, really? Is it just you trying to get, okay, let's go get him because they're after Trump?
Mm-hmm.
And are they after Trump legitimately, or is this just another witch hunt? It's just, that's questions. More questions. Okay, want to have another question? Here's another question. Are you ready for another question?
Ready.
Damar Hamlin. How is he? Apparently, he's doing a lot better. I don't.
Yeah.
Should I answer my own question, or should I let you answer it? Hey, Jay, how's Damar Hamlin doing?
Very well. Thank you for asking. He is in the next stage of his recovery. He's been discharged from the hospital. He gets to return to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. I think if I were wanting to recover, I wouldn't go to Buffalo. I think I'd want to go to Palm Springs. I want to go. Although Palm Springs is no great shakes this week either. Did you see that video?
California. My goodness.
Ellen shared a clip of the water near her home, and she's up in Montecito County. She's north of Los Angeles by 100 miles, I think almost 100 miles. And she lives where Oprah does and where Prince Harry does, and they're all having a look at what a dangerous storm can do to this area. This is a Twitter clip that I saw. She's standing in front of a bank, looked like a hill, and the water you can see coming off of the hill, and there's a creek apparently right by her house that there's never any water in, but apparently now it's about 4 feet. No, wait a minute, 9 feet of water. And according to the weather folks out there, you could get another 2 to 3 feet, those of you who are on the coast, all the way down, looks like, from Oregon, Washington, California, Washington, Oregon, California. That's where, and up in Canada, British Columbia.
Flooding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there it is, that word again.
There it is again.
Got any words that have come in already on social media? Unprecedented flooding. Unusual. Unexpected. Although I think it was expected, right? It was one of those, you know, the weather forecasters got that right. And so it's a good sign, because there's need there for, especially last couple of years. Well, most of the time, frankly, you know, much time as I've spent, especially in the wintertime in California. Looks like this winter I'm not going to spend as much time there as I want to, maybe a little more than I did last year, and certainly more than I did the year before. It's, you know, as an aside, one of the things that we pride ourselves with here is not being able to get, we're not stuck on one thing. I don't want to, you know, okay, so the weather report is it's rainy, it's wet, there are mudslides, the PCH is going to get closed. That's what happens when there are these kind of storms. When it's so dry, the vegetation doesn't stick. Normally, in a place, wherever you go, wherever you travel, let's go further up the coast into Washington State and Oregon, where it's green. They have all that beautiful, you know, up on the border where all those big, the big old trees are. The vegetation holds, because they have plenty of rain, they have plenty of deep roots, and so the vegetation holds up. The banking and all of this stuff is not going to flow, but there's no, because it's so dry in Southern California. Southern California is a desert. Los Angeles was built on a desert. So these sorts of things happen, going to happen. So all those words that we're using, unprecedented, unusual, unreal, that's all nonsense. If you understand what the history is of that area, all the way across from Southern California through Bakersfield, out into Victorville, across into Arizona, that whole, pretty much most of the, well, the southern part of the state, Flagstaff's got some greenery. But then you go into New Mexico, same thing. You go beyond El Paso into really the southern areas, although Texas is not as bad. Actually, there are some parts of Texas that I've been to, Brownville, I'm thinking of that area, that has really nice pasture land, nice greenery. So it's not as you, Texas isn't like the other, these other states. And so anyway, the point is,
Texas is so different based on, depending on where you are. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a really very interesting, because such a big state, it has a wide opportunity to have different types of soil, different type of weather. It can be really hot in some places and it can be really cold in other places. And it's all Texas. Welcome to Texas. All right, by the way, our main studio now is in Texas. James Collins is at the controls of our studio, doing a fine job. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here as we fight the battle of truth decay with a well-rounded overview, if I do say so myself, of things that are trending, including celebrity news on social media. And first up today in that department, at least in this hour, is a focus on Rihanna. You know, she's going to do the Super Bowl halftime show. Sounds like typical Rihanna fare, Jay. Yes, would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I am so excited for the halftime show at Super Bowl 57 with Rihanna. She is going to be amazing.
All right, well, it's a month away still, almost a month away. She kicked things off, though, this past weekend by dropping a themed Savage X Fenty merch. What is all that stuff? It's the merchandising.
Savage X Fenty, it's her alliance. She dropped some merch that's Super Bowl inspired. So there are sweatpants and 57 beanies. You have varsity jerseys. And yeah,
they're pretty damn expensive. Good Lord, look at this.
Yeah,
$113 for a jersey.
But they are made well. They are soft.
Yeah, but that's still, that's using. These sweatpants are probably made in a sweatshop, and they cost $10 to make, maybe. And they're selling for $100. I think that's, she doesn't get paid, though. And one of the things that comes out of these, and I'm not necessarily legitimizing it or saying, oh, yeah, that's okay because she's not getting paid. The exposure that you get for doing is worth a whole lot of money for doing this show, this halftime show. Look at all the attention that's paid to the halftime show, as in us talking about it right now and all the people who have done it over the years. The people fight about doing it, in fact. I want to do it next year. No, you can't. I will do it next year, and that sort of thing. Anyway, I still think looking at these jerseys and what they cost, it's pretty damned outrageous. But people will buy it because it's Rihanna. They feel like if they put it on, they're closer to Rihanna.
Well,
right?
Fenty brand makes a lot of money. Yeah,
of course it does.
She brings in a lot because it started off as lingerie and it's all inclusive sizes, and then went out into PJs and leisure wear. She has her Fenty Beauty and.
Mm-hmm. You got any of
even
it?
Even prior to Super Bowl stuff, it's been what?
Do you have any Rihanna stuff? Fess up.
I don't know.
No. Okay.
I would like a pair of the sweatpants, though.
Really? Maybe as a gift?
Yeah. Are you looking for a Christmas gift still for me?
Yeah. Listen, why not? Early Christmas present, early birthday present? Yeah. That'd be all right. I wouldn't know how to go about getting it, though. What would you have to do? Go to her website?
I will send you a link. I will send you the exact link and size.
That's very subtle. Thank you, Jay. That's fabulous. Yes.
No, thank you, Doug.
Oh, you're welcome, Jay. It certainly is my pleasure. Anytime.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here, gracing us with her presence, her thought, her wit, her charm. Isn't it amazing? My heart goes flippity-flop-flop when I hear some of the things that come out of her mouth. Kind of like pink. Pink is the color. You ever use the color to describe your thoughts or your actions?
On occasion, color. I have before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I find words to be hard and I'm trying to explain, a lot of times I'll use gray in the sense of it's almost like I'm looking through allergy eyes, or everything is just kind of like murky and gray, and I'm trying to, not so much the emotion of it, but it's like I'm trying to find my way through murky waters, gray waters, to get to what I'm saying, as in that moment right there.
There's a song that came out of the 60s called Ebony Eyes, and I thought about that as you were explaining yourself. Okay, let's go to the color pink, shall we? Mm-hmm. Story about something that really was important in Philadelphia. A doctor who was wearing a pink mummer's costume saved a fan's life at the Eagles game in Philadelphia. This, again, if you know the Mummers Parade that goes on in the beginning of every year, that's a big thing. I remember when I was working at WCAU in Philadelphia and the Mummers Parade went on. It was always a big time. It was kind of weird. At least I thought it was, but it's a Philadelphia thing. So the doctor is Vincent Basile. He was wearing a pink dress and face paint. Spotted somebody calling for help during the game, and so his partner hits him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, there's this fellow laying on the ground over there." This fellow was a doctor at the Einstein Medical Center. He saw this man. He was bleeding, actually, and turning blue, speaking of colors, blue in the face. Oof. He wasn't moving. He wasn't even breathing. So the doctor joined a nurse who was also there, trying to help this fellow out. He says, you know, he's an emergency medicine doctor, so he's right there, knows what to do. It was interesting because of the outfit he had on. Had to convince everybody he was a doctor. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I know I don't look like it right now, but I swear I am an emergency medicine. He was an ER doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he performed CPR on this fellow for a couple of minutes, and then the patient regained consciousness. Wow, there's a surprise for you, right? You wake up and see this guy in pink. Have I gone to heaven or where am I? Am I really waking up?
With all the face paint and everything.
Right, exactly. Where am I? But anyway, the good news is this fellow is alive. And that was something that, you know, came about as a result of somebody quick on their feet, if you will. We're talking about the situation with all this stuff in schools. And I noticed that my school, my town, Framingham, Mass., is going to special education schedules. They're going to be teaching children this new program. The reason I'm telling you the story is because I wonder whether you'd want your child to participate in this. Is a voluntary learning program. It's not officially required, but it's aimed at giving youngsters information about what to happen if something bad happens. And I don't know whether it's, I guess that's my question, whether it's a good idea to give youngsters in elementary school info on this. After all, this whole thing that we're talking about now, that happened with a six-year-old youngster is
it could be wonderful if it is correctly done or properly done, I should say, because you don't want to instill fear. It better safe than sorry. Better to have this knowledge and not need to use it than not have that knowledge in a case where you need to use it. But also, you don't want these kids to automatically think that something is going to happen. Yeah. Or on the flip side, give any ideas.
Yeah. Well, and listen, it's like you don't know. I think that's why I'm chuckling, because I don't know what I would think if my 8-year-old grandson was in a class like that. He's a very sensitive youngster. And so is this going to be something that bothers him to the point where it's so distracting, it's distressful? That's the call. That is the call.
I think that I would want my son to do it, but I would also want to be a parent volunteer that is a part of it. So I didn't know what was going on, because I can't helicopter parent if I'm not present.
Yeah. You think being a helicopter parent's a good idea?
That was a joke, but...
Oh, okay. Just checking.
But it's not a horrible idea.
No, it isn't a bad idea. Speaking of jokes, bada-bada-boom, here's the latest from Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who apparently used a Dr. Dre song to tout her political prowess. And here's Dr. Dre singing, but not for long.
Yeah, this one's just the instrumental version.
Yeah, this is, okay. All right. Yeah, so
this was the one she used too. She didn't use any lyrics. But regardless, this beat is pretty identifiable with
Dr. Dre. Right, okay. So she was going through the halls of Congress, flexing the fact that she helped to get Kevin McCarthy elected as House Speaker. Oh, aren't I great? Here I am. So in this video, Jay, you see her walking around and feeling herself.
Taking calls from Donald Trump. And beats playing. Well, the beat was never greenlit from Dr. Dre or his team. And so they reached out to Twitter to ask her to pull it down. And then Twitter locked her out and everything. And she even came out and said, Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said that she appreciates the creative court progression, but she would never use his words against violence against women or police officers or glorifying the thug life and the drug life and all of that stuff. But
so
it's
Dr. Dre
still used it. And
yeah,
is it one of those things that we've seen this a lot from musicians, where politicians especially will use somebody's song? It's a song that they like, or it might be an artist they like, and the artist comes out and they're like, I don't want you using that because I don't agree with your politics, or I don't want to be part of anything you stand for. But is it one of those things of, you're not guilty by association just because somebody else is a fan of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep. He said, by the way, Dr. Dre said, I don't license my music to politicians, especially somebody as divisive and hateful as this one. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of her collaboration here in the slightest. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
No, she didn't actually produce this video with that song, and she just posted it to, say, Instagram stories or something. She could easily take this song, because it would be licensed to Instagram, and then still use that song, and then she wouldn't have to really worry about the license, because then it would be a quote-unquote real, R-E-E-L. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know.
It's such a slippery slope, and would he have come for her then?
So she says, while I appreciate the creative progression, I would never play your words of violence against women and police and your glorification of the thug life. So I'm not a fan of Dr. Dre's either, frankly. I don't see, but there's a cup of coffee for everybody, right? There's a flavor of ice cream for everybody. Speaking of Twitter, Bob Saget's wife, Kelly, making sure the world remembers her husband on the anniversary of his death. She took to Instagram, posting a series of pictures and videos, writing, 1 year. My God, has it been a year since he died? Good God. Woo! Anyway, so she says, how could I not have talked or seen my loving husband in a whole year? She's asking the same question. Mm-hmm. It's surreal. She writes, I've accepted the reality. Still seems unreal when I see photos or videos of him so full of life. So she sent a direct tweet to Elon Musk asking for Bob Saget's Twitter account that has 2 million followers, by the way, get verified because he was no longer verified. Apparently, Bob Saget liked to use Twitter a lot. And so she mm-hmm. asked him if it could be done. So what did Elon Musk do in return?
Well, nothing yet. Acknowledge? Yeah, Bob Saget, it's still not verified. And people who had that blue check mark, some of them still do, some of them don't. And there is that notification where if you click on the blue check mark, it says verified account. This is a legacy verified account. It may or may not be notable, meaning it was verified during a time that Elon Musk says was not a good verification process, but yet he's going to allow people to pay a subscription and get that verified status. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are going to lose that, but they've started a gold verification. So it's a little gold. It's just like the blue one, but it's gold instead. And it says that this
color,
is a verified account. Here
we are. Into the color zone again.
On Twitter. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
yeah. And speaking of color, the Golden Globes are back, aren't they? Is it tomorrow
yeah,
night?
Yeah, this evening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember. I saw the promo for it. Will you watch it after all the hoopla?
I am really hoping that I am in bed and asleep by then. So it'll be good news if I miss it, but if I'm awake, I will be watching it. I will definitely be up early to see what I missed if I miss it.
I like to see the stars. I like to see who they're talking to, who they're sitting with, the action interaction.
Yeah.
Even though it's just kind of a gossipy
moment. The SAG
moment.
Awards are much better for that.
Oh, are they
I feel
okay?
like the SAG Awards, they all let their hair down a little bit more. They have a lot more fun because the SAG Awards, they're actually voting for each other. Rather
Screen Actors Guild.
These different academies or the fans yeah. or anything.
Right. And so in light of the discussion about the SAG Awards and the Golden Globes, the People's Choice, all this other stuff, and Twitter, I noticed that on Twitter, there's a thread about Mel Gibson, who was supposed to be the Grand Marshal of a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, but because there have been threats to the parade and the organizers because of his past anti-Semitic stuff, he's pulled out, or they told him he couldn't do it. I'm not sure whether he pulled out or whether they said, okay, you're done. We don't need this. This announcement was made over the weekend. The extravaganza when the Mardi Gras starts when Lent starts, right? It's like the Tuesdays or the Tuesday before. I've forgotten when it, but it's just before Lent starts. It's a big deal down.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because that's like it's Fat Tuesday before a lot of people will start their fasting.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of Mel Gibson. Man, does he look old? And
How
he looks
he?
Worse.
Isn't he like 67. 60s?
Mm-hmm. 67. But he smoked so much in his life, lived a tough. You look at his face and you can see he looks 80 to me anyway. Be interesting to see because they're doing another Lethal Weapon movie, he and Danny Glover, how they look, how they clean them up. Mm. I bet they'll put a little bit of color in his hair, make him shave, that kind of stuff. But it's just anyway.
Unless they want them to look older, because that famous line that Danny Glover's character always says, I'm too old for this, expletive deleted.
Yeah, right. That's he said. I think he said that in the first movie. That was the first one.
All of them.
Right, as he said in all of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. So this is, I don't know, I look at that stuff and I think to myself, does it really matter? I guess it does to some. That's why there's the huzzeray about it, right? Much as anything else. There's a lot of noise. The conversation that matters from social media, the trending things Jay has assembled, include a story about the top spy, Ana Montes, best known during the Cold War, caught by the U.S., been in prison for 20 years, 65 years old, she was spying for Cuba. She was employed by the U.S. government. I love this. By the Defense Intelligence Agency. But she was a spy, and she exposed all kinds of U.S. intelligence that she could scout on the island of Cuba. One official said she was among the most damaging spies caught by the U.S. And the head of counterintelligence under George Bush told Congress that this lady, Ana Montes, had compromised everything, virtually everything, that we knew about Cuba and how it operated. So the Cubans were all well aware of everything that we knew about them, and they, you know, they always kind of, when we were having conversations trying to straighten things out, they were always using what they had
for information against us. She was accused of supplying the identities of four U.S. spies. She handed a 25-year prison sentence, got 25 years with the judge accusing her of putting the nation at risk. So anyway, the whole, you know, all the stuff that was bad about her. She was approached when she was in Johns Hopkins University in 1984, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. By somebody else who was at the school. They were all angry about what we had done during Reagan's presidency in Nicaragua. And so, you know, okay, what can we do to get back at them? Let's get those bad guys. So she went to Havana, got a job with the government, the Defense Intelligence Agency. She was the senior analyst.
They dubbed her the Queen of Cuba.
Yeah, right. Anyway, she got her orders. This sounds like a movie. I don't think a movie's been made of this, but it should be. Her orders over shortwave radio, right? This has got to be a movie.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been something similar to this. And she was only arrested in 2001, less than 2 weeks after 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Because that opened a door of, they looked into everything. She wasn't a part of the attacks, but they looked into everything. So a lot of other people who were doing, you know, dirty, they got busted.
So apparently, though, she's at the age where she's probably not going to go back and do that stuff again. But it is, you know, we don't talk much. This is movie stuff. But this is not really movie stuff. This is real. This is the real world. Yeah.
And she doesn't
this
have that
goes
job
on.
Anymore, so she doesn't have anything that she can relay to other people. Right. She doesn't have any goods to give.
What does she do with the rest of her life, though? Where does she go? Live in Cuba?
Yeah, she's going back to Puerto Rico. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Harvey Weinstein. I never got it right because I don't give a damn about him. I just said Harvey Toilet. I'd refer to him that way. Anyway, his sentencing for sexual misconduct has been delayed, but he's already serving a 23-year sentence for other stuff in New York. This is for the stuff he did in Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are they waiting until February? There's some new motion. Why are they wasting the time? This guy's not going to make it out of jail. He's a big, fat slob that's, what, in his early 70s? He's not going to have 23 years. He's not going to make it. I'm surprised somebody hasn't done a little number on him already, frankly. Right, aren't you? Really, when you get right down to it? Unless they keep him in solitary.
One would think exactly. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, what his living situation is like there. Because usually people who have crimes against underage or certain crimes against women, they don't make it very long in prison.
Nope. They don't last very long. And this sounds horrible. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy if that was what his fate was. Does that sound bad for me to say that?
Nope, sounds accurate.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Focusing now on social media, what's trending? A kiss.
Smooching.
Is trending. What was it like for Ashton Kutcher to kiss Mila Kunis the first time? So that's kind of cute, Jay. Mila Kunis kissing Ashton Kutcher for the first time on that 70s show.
Which was also her first kiss, period.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
In life.
Yeah. So her first kiss ended up being her husband.
I know, down the road. Well, they became great friends. And when Ashton Kutcher divorced Demi Moore, they became better friends. And it's in this story. Yeah, exactly. They talked about being friendly and then having the friends with benefit thing. Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of ironic because they were both in films along the lines of Friends with Benefits. He was in No Strings Attached with Natalie Portman, and she was with Justin Timberlake in the it was actually called Friends with Benefits.
Yeah, it was a good movie, actually. I saw it the other day. I'd never seen it before. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cute. Anyway, so they have been talking about it. She was 14 and Kutcher was 19. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And so, well, she got that
she
role because she was supposed to be 18 by the time that filming would start. And she lied to them when they were asking about her age. She was like, I'll be 18 at my birthday. She just didn't specify which year of the birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, they started dating in 2012, got married in 2015. They have an 8-year-old daughter named Wyatt Isabel. What an interesting name, right? 6-year-old son named Dimitri. So is the 70s show coming back?
Yeah, they're doing a fun little revival for Netflix, that 90s show, and it's pretty much all the same people. It's a couple of the like offspring of some of the main characters. Mm-hmm. But Mila Kunis was talking about that initial first kiss with Ashton Kutcher, where she actually asked her co-star Deborah Jo Rupp, who played Eric Foreman's mom. She was kind of like the matriarch of the show.
Yeah.
And she was like, what am I supposed to do? And Deborah Jo Rupp was like, in real life, I didn't have any kids. I didn't have a maternal bone in my body. So I was just like, well, at least he's cute.
Yeah.
That was the great big advice.
Yeah. I think that they're quite delightful together. I think that it is nice that they can talk about this stuff. And then again, how art, what is it, replicates life? What's the expression? Art and life.
Life imitates art.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Right. That too. So the idea here, and then everybody thought, ooh, he's having sex with her and they're friends. What's that all about? And so, but they were really open about it.
What's that all about? Do we need to spell it out for you? Yeah. It's pretty laid out there.
Right. Exactly. Hello. Hope is in, what do they say? Hope is eternal. Spring's eternal. We all wish we could have that sort of a, well, maybe not all of us, but some of us. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner is made possible in part by Calitrin, which is the safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off. And also by Prevagen, keeping your brain healthy.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.